9 in this quarter alone. It's out to the largest lead, 20-12 CPS, as the wheels are starting to fall off a little bit here for Casefield. Another turnover for the Eagles, their fourth of the quarter. Cooney at the free throw line over to the right corner or right wing to number 12. Falls for three, and this one's good. It's suddenly a 23-12 game. CPS out by 11. Diving into the lane is number 23, Falkenberg. And the CPS is going to be called for the block. Yeah, the foul is going to be on the floor, though. Foul against number 23, Aaron Smith. His first, team's fourth for the Tigers. Couple substitutions for Casewell. Actually, three substitutions. Simmons, Belts, and Gertzenberger replaces Denhoff, Falkenberg, and Fillion. Kozefka inbounding this underneath his own hoop for Casefield, trailing by 11. Over to the left wing to number 15. Redwans goes down the baseline, puts this one out from the left side. No good. Rebound CPS. And they're going to say a whistle. Tipped out of bounds by Casefield. CPS ball.
3:09 left in the quarter. 23-12.
CPS leads by 11. Cooney over to the right wing. It's tipped out of bounds by Kozefka. It'll be Tiger ball on the side just past half court. 3:04 before halftime, 23-12, CPS over Casefield. Just a short minute ago, it was a four-point game. This one stolen by Simmons on the inbound. Kozefka, left block, over to the right block, back into the right corner, back into the right wing. Good ball movement, and Simmons can't hang on to it and goes out of bounds. And it's going to be CPS ball. Substitution for the CPS Tigers. Tony Nugent checks back in the game. Didn't even say he was replaced. He's off the court pretty quick. Out there for CPS right now is Cooney, Nugent, Hooper, Smith, and number 12, Schultz, as they try and go for the skip pass across the court and goes out of bounds. And that'll be another turnover for CPS, their fifth of the quarter.
They're playing 6-on-6 right now, and the sixth man is the wall, and it just got two passes to it. So.
Simmons takes his time across the timeline, right to left across your radio. Over to the left wing, to the right wing. Number 45, Gertzenberger. To Kozefka, left wing. Time of the key, Simmons. Tipped by Hooper. 2:15 before halftime. Simmons resets the offense. Top of the key. Over to Kozefka, left wing. He drives into the lane. Puts the layup up. Nice finish touch there for Kozefka. He has 8. Back down to a 9-point game. 23-14. Trap coming from Casefield right past midcourt. And we have a timeout called by CPS. Knights heads up play by the coach, Corey Tan. We'll stick with you on this one. Unless it's a full timeout, no word yet. It is a full timeout. We'll take a quick break. It's CPS 23, Casefield 14 with a minute 59 before halftime.
Attention Lincoln Leases. Moore Motors and Carroll can help you move up with their early lease release program. If your Lincoln lease expires between April 1st and June 30th, Moore Motors will forgive up to the final three payments to help you move into a brand new 2014 or 2015 model. Call it lease pull ahead, early out, or anything else you like. But what it is an opportunity to get that 2014 or 2015 Lincoln of your dreams now. Do yourself a huge favor. Head for Moore Motors and Carroll and see me, Bill Jackson, or shop us online at themooreautogroup.com.
Out of the full timeout, Wyatt Hooper inbounds this for CPS right in the corner. He dribbles to the top of the key, minute 55 left. Cooney feeds it into the left block to Smith. He goes to work, no good. Rebound by CPS, and Smith's putback is good. Smith with 6. Simmons, as pass gets intercepted, a 6 turnover for the Eagles. Here comes the Tigers over to the left corner. Hooper back out to Nugent, left wing. He goes down to the baseline, goes through the paint, out to the right wing. Cooney for 3, top of the key, yes. Cooney hits a 3, it's back out to a 14-point lead, largest of the night for CPS, 28-14. A minute 16 left in the first half. Kuznefka dives down to the lane in response, and that layup's good for two. He has 10 points. 28-16, CPS by 12.
Might be cold outside, but it's heating up in here.
CPS going with a trap defense. Or excuse me, Case will go with a trap defense. Instead, they hit it over to Smith for the layup for the left side. Uncontested. Back to 14 points. 30-16, 45 seconds before halftime. Simmons picks up his dribble before half court, and it's tipped out of bounds by Hooper. It'll be Caseville ball on the side. Substitution both for Caseville and CPS. Number 23 for Caseville. Falkenberg replaces Simmons, and number 24, Justin Ritchie, checks in.
42.7 seconds to go in the first half. CPS enjoys a 30-16 lead. Here comes the inbound right here.
Number 45, Kurtzenberger feeds it in. It's actually tipped in into the hands of Tony Nugent. And he puts a layup just inside the paint. Can't get that one to fall. Smith puts up the putback after the offensive rebound. He can't get that one to fall, and it's finally scooped up by Caseville's number 23, Falkenberg. Over to the right wing for three. Fillion, no good. Rebound, CPS going the other way. Cooney for three, right wing. He's feeling it. No, he's not. And scooped up by Nugent and nearly shoved out of bounds, but not quite. The putback from the low, or jump shot from the baseline, no good. The offensive rebound goes to CPS. And another rebound as it's going all over the place. And now we have a whistle inside the paint. It's going to be a held ball on the arm against Caseville. Fouls against number 23. Falkenberg, his first, team's fifth. CPS ball underneath thrown Hooper. Saturday Radio feeds it in right away to Hooper for the three. At the buzzer is no good, and we have reached halftime. CPS with a comfortable 14-point lead over Caseville, 30-16 on the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Neco grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
This is Mark Hillen at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. When it comes to playing a game, you need a good coach to guide you to victory. Let Thumb National be your guide to financial success. Whether it be a savings or checking account, a CD, an IRA for retirement, a commercial, business, or farm loan, or trust services for your estate, let us show you the winning difference Thumb National can make for you.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
From the premier truck dealer in the Thumb, Graf Chevrolet Buick and Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Hey, Brandon, you certainly hit the nail on the head. Last month you were talking about winter weather, and guess what? We got it. Snow, ice, strong winds, and cold, cold temperatures.
And you know what, boss? Everyone that purchased